Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. The Savior of all men, the Word, who from the Father's mouth proceeds, within your womb, O Virgin blessed, we humbly beg you to receive. The Spirit overshadows you, His fruitful work has now begun, that you might bring forth Christ the Lord, the Father's co-eternal Son. Behold the sacred temple's gate, remaining sealed for years unknown, its blessed threshold fastened tight, would open for the Prince alone. Of old the prophets held his pledge, before the dawn he had his birth. Now Gabriel proclaims to you, the Lord descends unto the earth. Let angels then exult as well, and all the nations leap for joy. The Most High comes in lowliness to save what sin had once destroyed. To you, O Christ, our gracious King, and to the Father glory be, and to the Spirit Paraclete, while ages run eternally. Amen. The Lord, the mighty God, will come forth from Zion to set his people free. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you beseech me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. Oh, where can I go from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me, and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord, the mighty God, will come forth from Zion to set his people free. I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you. When I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious are your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you. Oh, search me, God, and know my heart. Oh, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor. Stop passing judgment. before the time of the Lord's return. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and manifest the intentions of our hearts. At that time, everyone will receive his praise from God. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of power and might, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius in progenies et progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente quarti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. We humbly pray to Jesus Christ, who rescues us from the darkness of sin, and in faith we cry out, Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, gather together all the people of the earth and establish your everlasting covenant with them. Lamb of God, you came of old to take away the sin of the world. Purge us from all the dregs of our guilt. You came to recover what was lost. Come once again in your mercy, lest you punish what you have recovered. Our faith seeks you out. Let us find everlasting joy with you when you come. You will judge the living and the dead. Graciously gather the dead into the ranks of the blessed. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Lord, hear the prayers of your people. May we who celebrate the birth of your Son as man rejoice in the gift of eternal life when he comes in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.
Alma Redemptoris Mater, quae per via Celi porta manes, et stella Maris, succure cadenti, suggere qui curat populo, tuque genuis ti, natura mirante, tuum sanctum genitore. Virgo prius hoc posterius, Gabrielis abore, sumens illudave, peccator